it's really, in a lot of ways, a response to the Tea Party, using similar tactics. But it's really an effort to develop a blueprint forward for reaching the American dream in today's economic climate. We're intending to go about this by discussing with the community what we can do to offer the dream for all citizens. But I think what's really particular about this this movement is it's a real direct democratic process, really relying on the wisdom of the people, and it's really seeking to reflect, you know, the majority sentiment in the country right now. I was on the phone last night with about 1,000 hosts from all over the country. I know New Jersey, Mississippi, California. So, it's definitely beginning to take shape, and what direction it actually goes is really up to the people involved. I think that's really what inspired me to get involved with it.
Last year, ahead of the 2010 elections, there was that whole coffee party movement that was totally in response to the Tea Party. Are you concerned of being viewed as, I mean, given that you are using a tactic similar to those of the Tea Party, are you concerned that you'll be viewed as a reaction to the Tea Party?
It's funny you say that. You know, really the biggest reason that I got involved with this movement was because it was not a reactionary movement in itself. It may be adapting to similar tactics that we've seen function well in our current system, but I think this is actually a really forward-looking movement, and I think as opposed to a lot of progressive movements today being very reactionary and telling, you know, our politicians more of what we don't want, this takes an attempt to actually put our legislators on the defensive and make them react to us.
One difference that I assume is pretty key between this current movement and the Tea Party, and this is just an assumption, is mm-hmm. that there's not really much backing on the part of billionaires, i.e. the Koch brothers, of course. So what kind of financial and political support does this group have so far?
You know, as I said, this was sponsored through MoveOn.org, but if anyone would like to go to the website, I mean, they can definitely see the... I could go on all day with these different organizations. As I was mentioning earlier, I think the real effort with MoveOn.org is to bring a lot of these groups under a common thread and make a unified front for progressive action. As far as the ins and outs of where this money is coming from, you know, I'm volunteering my time. I've had numerous people in the community offer to bring hot dogs and buns and charcoal. So really, I think the only thing funding it is our time at this point.
What seemed to work for the Tea Party in 2010 was the fact that they were able to unify under one single message and one single narrative. Obviously, unifying under one single narrative, one single message, i.e., you know, President Obama mm-hmm. got rid of your jobs, that and having, like, nationalizing it and having that, you know, one or two targets was really successful. But just given the diversity and complexity of, you know, progressives and Democrats, how can you unify them under one single message without it being disingenuous?
That's a great question. It's definitely something I was concerned about getting into this movement in the first place. I think, you know, going through the process myself and seeing the system unfold, you know, there's been over, I think, 25,000 ideas submitted over the MoveOn.org website. Those ideas have been rated over 5 million times. And the real nature of the contract for the American Dream, which is supposed to be developed from this movement, is consisting of several different categories that I think affect, and we all have an opinion on these various categories, as I mentioned earlier, job creation, you know, local democracy. So I think that the notion that this is trying to kind of homogenize people's energy is not a really fair characterization.
And I think that at this point, progressives don't really have a common enemy.
I kind of hear what you're saying there as far as not having a common enemy, but I think that's actually what I enjoy about this movement, is that it's not seeking to find an enemy. I think any real effective movement that's sustainable is going to offer people something more than an enemy. It's going to offer them something that gives them some optimism and gives them a vision for the future.